Righto. So I'm just going to give a short introduction and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Welcome to Radio Live Green Smart and to our interview this evening with Jonathan Half of Jex Energy. I'm the presenter, Emmanuel, and a little bit of background on Radio Live Green Smart. It's a forum to discuss green living and eco-friendly living, and importantly, a forum to discuss where you see any disrespect for the environment firsthand. Bring such disrespect to us, we'll assist to expose that environmental disrespect. Use the contact us form to send the details of the disrespect. Please provide comprehensive information. Tonight's talk is about alternative energy sources. Most of the world's current electricity supply is produced from fossil fuels such as coal, oil, and natural gas. These traditional energy sources have various challenges, including but not limited to rising prices, growing environmental concerns over the climate change risks, and limited supply of fossil fuels. As a result, governments, businesses, and consumers are increasingly supporting the development of alternative energy sources. Renewable energy sources such as solar, biomass, geothermal, hydroelectric, and wind power generation have emerged as potential alternatives which address some of these concerns. What is solar energy? Solar energy refers to energy from the sun. The sun has produced energy for billions of years. It is the most important source of energy for life forms. Solar energy technologies use the sun's energy to light our homes, produce hot water, heat homes, as shown in solar tankless water heater reviews, and electricity. Jonathan is
yes.
joining us, and he'll be talking about Jex Energy and how they look at renewable solutions. Jonathan, my first question is, tell us about yourself and Jex Energy and what do you do?
Okay, sure. Well, what we do exactly is pretty much what you were going on about there is we supply and install renewable solutions, renewable energy solutions, predominantly for residential and commercial. As the need is arising, we're moving more into the industrial sector too. What our aim is to really reduce the carbon footprint and have people less reliant on the normal utilities, fossil fuels, whatnot.
Okay. What would be interesting, especially from our point of view as well, why should people switch to solar power?
Well, that's a very good question. Very simple answer. The people are using up the fossil fuels at a dramatic rate, and it is really destroying our planet. That would be option, well, reason number one, to kind of go green. Reason two, the growth of the solar market worldwide has seen a huge reduction in the price of solar panels, solar grid tie inverters. It is really becoming a cost-effective way to move over. Must remember in South Africa, our electricity price is still relatively low compared to a lot of the rest of the world. So the quicker people here can move over onto solar energy, the better for them from a cost-saving point.
Yeah, just before we move on, I'm curious, are you finding traction? Are you finding a little bit of resistance? Is the market buying into this still in a small way or in a big way? How do you find the market?
I'll tell you something. We've been doing this now for 6 years. For the first 4 years, there was a lot of resistance. People were very hesitant. The prices were high, which did cause this, obviously. In the last 2 years, this industry has literally boomed. We are just getting requests from every sector in the market. It is brilliant.
Even domestic dwellings.
Even domestic, and that now has also come down to the fact of the drop in the prices of batteries, as well as the technology increasing. Tesla have released their Powerwall 2, which we are installers and suppliers of, and it's that battery is really changing the way people can live.
Is that the life of the battery? Is it the cost or both? What would
It's the
you?
life and the cost
Oh,
that
fantastic.
they've been able to increase the life and reduce the cost.
Okay, I understand. Righto. Jonathan, then, what are the different solar power solutions available either in the market or from your company?
Sure. So, in the market at the moment, you'd look at three different options.
Hello, are you there? Hello?
Obviously that you're hello, can you hear me?
You were out a little bit. Just repeat that,
Okay.
please, Jonathan. Jonathan,
Directly from
sorry, this
can
is
you
a the suddenly something has gone wonky. You come and go. Shall
can
we
you hear
just
me
try
now?
again? Yes, I hear you well.
Okay, all right. So your first option would be a grid-tied system. This is has solar panels and a grid-tied inverter. There's no backup or battery storage with this system. Typically, this is a cost-saving system. The only drawback, obviously, is that you don't get any benefit at nighttime. We find the system typically used in commercial situations where they are using most of their power during the day. That being said, there is a space for it in the domestic area. The next system would be what we'd call your hybrid system. This would be a system typically where you'd have a battery bank as well as solar panels and an inverter. The solar panels would feed the house or the offices during the day. The inverter then would change some of that solar power into storable energy into your batteries. This would be then either used on a daily or nightly basis, just a small amount, not to drain the batteries, or it would be used as a backup, say, for example, if there's a load shedding or a power outage. And the last system is a complete off-grid system. This is where you do not have any grid, any Eskom grid or any power grid, and we design a system around that. We've done quite a lot of systems for game parks and those sort of situations where it's too expensive for them. Eskom line, and this is completely on solar energy and batteries.
Okay, and that must be the expensive one.
Yes, so that is quite pricey. Although, as I said, as technology increases, these systems are really becoming reality. Elon Musk with Tesla, they've set up an entire island, one of the islands of Hawaii, that are running completely off grid.
Okay, so it's not impossible.
Not at all.
Okay. Righto, thank you for those insights.
Sure.
Then if we can take it a step further, and maybe you can cover the domestic dwellings as well as the industry, but also let's look at the the domestic user. What are the
Yes.
benefits of the solar power?
Well, firstly, obviously, it is a cost saving. So, although the payback is still relatively long, if you factor in Eskom increases, as you know, are quite ridiculous sometimes, there is definitely a cost saving. Another big thing is that you're not so reliant on one sort of power source, the utility, be it whoever it is. So it really lets you be a bit more free, if you will. Obviously, we also a green company, so we believe in reducing your carbon footprint and all those sort of things.
I see. Just on the grid tide that you mentioned
Yes.
a moment ago,
Yes.
what happens if the system produces more electricity than the house or the office dwelling actually uses?
Very, very good question. So at the moment in South Africa, there are only one or about three or four municipalities that allow for feedback into the grid, and you get a credit on your account. There is a push now. Tshwane Municipality have sort of passed it through legislation, so it'll just take a bit of time, and they are also going to allow for it. It is a reality that it has to happen, especially as our grid is under so much strain. This would allow for energy to be coming back to them. Even if we're not getting paid the full amount, you'll still get a credit. All over the world, they allow for feedback into the grid. However, in places where it's not allowed yet, we do put something on called a grid power limiter, which just prevents that feedback for now. But in the near future, hopefully all the municipalities will follow suit.
Okay, so there is uptake. I take it when you started your business, the there were probably no municipalities buying back,
None,
but now they are.
none.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so there is a growth, but slow. Are you there,
I'm
Jonathan?
here, I'm here,
Okay.
yes.
The other question is, what are your most popular solutions?
Our most popular solutions right now, I would say, are in the domestic market, would be our hybrid solution. As I mentioned, it has solar panels as well as a battery bank. So you're getting the best of both worlds. We set up these systems in such a way that we try to get people, say, 80 to 90% off grid with them. So it can be quite a big saving to a lot of people that on the commercial side, it's definitely our grid tower systems where companies now are looking at a 3-year payback on their system.
As quick as that, wow.
As quick as that, yes.
Yeah, okay. Righty. Is there maybe anything else that you want to cover? I'm drawing towards the end of the